Well, joining me tonight is Dr. Rob Lindstedt. Dr. Lindstedt, before I go to Dr. Lindstedt, let me just go to this real quick. I guess we better pay some bills, hadn't we? Let me go over here to WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com as Delta comes busting into the studio. Where you been? You're late. WVWTV, where was she? Sitting at the door? Oh, waiting to be let in, all right? Well, she doesn't have any thumbs. She can't open the door. She was sitting outside the studio door waiting. WVWTVstore.com. Sorry, honey, I didn't realize I left you outside. WVWTV, you want to say hi to everybody? WVWTVstore.com. All right, let's go there. Well, you're just really wound up tonight, aren't you? Look at you pacing around. I guess our phones have been ringing off the hook the last few days, I'm told. Yeah. Well, people realize what's happening, and they finally, some of them decided to pull the trigger and sit around and instead of sit around thinking about it, right? So don't think about it. And for some of you, you're going to need a budget for this. You're going to need to do a little bit this month, a little bit next month, because, you know, money's tight with the current cost of groceries. We saw on the Worldview Report tonight, you're talking about eggs. And the price of eggs now about equal with a gallon of gas, depending on where you are in the country. And now they're smuggling eggs over the border. So again, this ain't nothing, folks. This is just, you know what? You should be thankful. You should be thankful that we are getting a warning. Frankly, folks, God, I think, is being merciful to give us all a warning and a chance to do something and to get ready. As Alex said, a wise man, a prudent man sees danger and takes refuge. The fool ignores it and suffers for it. We should be thankful we're getting so many warnings and chances to get ready, right? I've been getting ready since the early 90s, since I read Larry Burkett's book, The Coming Economic Earthquake. Changed my whole outlook on finances and what I do and how I do it. So others haven't been as fortunate to get that warning or to hear the warning. But here we are. And for some of you, you're going to have to budget due to the cost of gas and food and so much. You're going to have to budget to finally get the amount of supplies you want. So don't delay. But here we go. If you want to get it, you can get it from us and support what we're doing and keep free shows like this going. I know you can purchase it elsewhere. Thank you for purchasing it from us. Ready Hour Ultimate Breakfast Kit. Ready Hour Mega Protein Kit with real meat. No synthetic meat here, people. Ready Hour Fruit, Veggie, and Snack Mix. Ready Hour Gluten-Free Food. 1 year emergency food supply, 4 week emergency food supply. You want to do a 72-hour test kit to try it out? It is really good, folks. 3 month emergency food supply, 6 month. All right. Now, if you want to get like 2 years or so, you can do that. You can get more than that. You can get as much as you want, pretty much. But if you want to order online, there you go. WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. If you've ordered from us, we're a little behind. Because we closed down our mailroom and shipping for 2 weeks during the holidays, but we're getting caught back up. Should be caught up pretty quick here. The rest of you want to order by phone, you can do that. Some of you prefer to order by phone. And Libby will take your order, and Libby will track your order all the way to your door. And that number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Again, we added on here, if you go back to WVWTVstore.com, look under this link right here, Emergency Supplies. Click on that link right there, Emergency Supplies. And when you do it, open up this page. We just became distributors of Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. It will, you put the water in the top, and it's gravity fed, and it goes through the filtration system, okay? And purifies the water. Now, if the electricity goes out and the water stops being pumped, where are you going to get your water from? What source do you have maybe in your area? And are you going to have to purify it? This will, you can purify about 200 gallons, and then you get another filter, and we sell the filters individually as well. So we've got that. As I told you before, we also have the stove. We wanted to be able to put it together so that you can, you know, make your freeze-dried food if the power goes out. You don't have a gas stove, or if you have an electric stove. Well, this little stove right here, you just get some very basic kindling, put it under there, get your fire going, and then you come up here and you buy the two-pot stove system right here. I've been one of the longest distributors of Solo Stove for many, many years. In fact, I think I told you guys a few months ago when I called in to make an order, the guy who's in charge of working with distributors said, "Wow, you're the oldest distributor I've seen." "No, I don't. I haven't seen anyone who's been with us as long as you have." I'm like, "Yeah, I used to talk to your owner. That was before you guys had TV commercials and we're all over in stores." So I've had this as my emergency kit for a long time, personally. So let's go back to this. So you got the stove, but then you get the two-pot set, okay? So now you can boil your water, do your cooking, purify your water, and make your freeze-dried food. So we have all of this, these supplies already laid out for you at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Ready Hour 4-in-1 Emergency Solar Flashlight AM FM Weather Radio with Hand Crank. We got the 6-hour canned heat if you prefer to do it that way. But again, I hope you're thinking about these things and making your preparations. Again, I know you can buy it elsewhere. It is a big part of our general operating budget. So thank you for thinking of us. Then, of course, we want to take you over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, we got a winter sale going on over there at MyPillow. And whether it's sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, the My Coffee, light, medium, dark roast, whole ground, whole bean, ground, coffee pods, it's all there. You could get your dog a MyPillow pet bed. That's on here. Yep, there it is. I don't know why they don't have Delta on there. They should. Don't you think, Delta? Go to a wide shot. Let's see. There she is. Pull down that lower third. Yeah, she heard her name. Yeah, okay, so now she has to get up. You like your MyPillow pet bed, don't you, Delta? Yeah, you're on it enough hours out of the day. Yeah, I know you do. Do you recommend it? Huh? Do you recommend it? Yeah, you're a good girl, aren't you? Yeah. All right, well, you can go back and lay on your MyPillow pet bed. There you go. She got the life, doesn't she? So there you go. You want to get one for if you want to get one for your dog, well, you're going to have to dig a hole in. She's going to dig around and make it fluffier. All right, we'll work on that. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code B66. Use the promo code B66. And you get savings and we get credit. If you don't use the promo code B66, we don't get credit. And apparently then you don't like the show. You want it to go off the air. You want me to fire everybody in the control room. Stop producing the Worldview Report, which takes a team of 7 of us, 15 man hours a day. So don't use the promo code B66. If you don't like us, then you don't use it. But if you like us, then use the promo code B66. If you like the show and you want the show to continue and the news to continue, use the promo code B66. These are how we have our general operating budgets to keep going. Many people put all of their programming behind a paywall, but not us, folks. Many people put all their programming behind a paywall, but we're pushing it out there for you guys to watch for free. All right, joining me now is Dr. Rob Lindstedt. Hello, Dr. Rob. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Glad to have you with us. Have you recovered from your little bit of surgery? You sent me some pictures. Looked like you'd gotten assaulted.
Yeah. Well, it was brutal for a day or two, but I'm recovering. I think I'm doing okay.
Okay. You had to have some skin stuff removed or something?
Yeah, some a little bit on my head, a little bit on my shoulder, and if I can recover suitable, maybe I can still be in this year's Super Bowl.
Well, he looked pretty rough there for a while. He's like, I don't think I look good enough to come on television. So we're glad that you're he might frighten children with the way he looked.
Yeah.
But you're on the mend. Let's go to your website, BibleTipNow.org. B-I-B-L-E, Tip Now stands for Bible Truth and Prophecy Now. BibleTipNow.org. Oh, wow. Looky here, Dr. Lindstedt. Doomsday clock moves closer to Armageddon, a rabbi says. Tell me about this. Tell me.
Well, it was just an incredible article because this rabbi, Rabbi Berger, he claims to be related to King David, and he probably is. I mean, I'm not trying to protest that. He also says that he's a member of the Sanhedrin. Remember, in the Bible days, there were 71 members of the Sanhedrin, and he claims he's a part of that. So he's got a nice, rich heritage. But what's interesting is there's a doomsday clock, and this was started, I think, back in 1947, and they put up a time frame, and it just moved forward again. And the reason that it's moved forward is because they feel like the situation with Russia and Ukraine and with the Middle East, such a powder keg, because the tensions are really high right now with Iran and Russia siding against Israel. And, you know, just in the last week or so, we had some, I'm going to say, mock war games in which there were, I think, 140 planes were involved in this. And now there's a mess because some of the arms that the United States has decided to ship to the Ukraine are actually some of the arms that were set in place in the Middle East for the protection of Israel. And so you can imagine how controversial this is. So these things are all going on. And as a result of that, the scientists said that the threat of the war, Russia, Ukraine, the Middle East powder keg, and now the climate change has made this so that the clock has moved even closer to doomsday. And so they talked to this rabbi, and so the rabbi's answer was interesting. He talked about the fact, well, he said, the Messiah is going to come. And he said, I think the teaching is this, that God has always had the Messiah ready in the wings, but he's waiting for the world to open themselves up to receiving this Messiah. Now, that's interesting because when he says God created the world, he'll bring the Messiah in his proper time. So he said, we want to welcome the Messiah. We think we can accelerate when he comes. And so that's why there's such a push on the Temple Mount. That's why there's such a push to begin sacrifices again that it mentioned would be in the latter days, according to Hosea chapter 3. And so this is just brought another big accent point right there on top of the Temple Mount. And again, some Jews are really mad that he would say that. Others saying, yeah, he's exactly right. But that's the spiritual mood in Israel tonight.
Wow. All right, now we've got a couple clips. Which is the first one here you want to play?
Well, you know, about the time people begin to say, okay, these green energy people, you know, they have their big conference, and most of the World Economic Forum this last year had to do with the peace climate and the carbon footprint. And you know, you got Al Gore saying that we need to eat insects and not meat. And we've got, you know, John Kerry saying how horrible it is that you know, we're going to have a billion people displaced because of these climate things. And so about this time, people begin to think, well, you know, maybe I do have to get rid of my gas range. And by the way, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay. And maybe I do have to buy an electric car. Don't do that. Because there's something that they've just now unpacked. And these two videos together, it shows you how shaky the foundation is. First of all, the guy in both of these videos is the number one advisor for Joe Biden. Amos Hochstein, Jewish man, bright, brilliant. He served under Obama. He's really the number one advisor for Biden. I personally think he's the only thing that keeps Biden going. He's brilliant. There's no doubt about it. He's the one that brokered the gas deal with Lebanon and Hezbollah. This man has made trips into Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, Jordan, Israel, and he's home based in the United States. This is the energy czar of the world. Of all things, in a forum, he says, okay, there is a little problem, because when we go to this total electric situation and get rid of carbon fuel, there's a problem. And the problem is, it's called critical material. There's some material that's needed to make batteries. There's some material needed to have all these alternate energies. And I'm going to let him explain this at about a 3 or 4 minute clip. And wow, when you see this, I'm just going to tell you this. Everyone that I've shown this little clip to, even the kids who said, yeah, we thought solar was the only answer. Wow, when you hear this, you're going to find out, no, this is another scheme that's tricking us. It's going to cost us more money. And it's a scheme for the government to even control us even tighter. So let's play the first clip where he's interviewed by the World Economic Forum.
Okay, here we go.
Well, we went through a pandemic and we're growing back. And right. What has the president said on that, Joe? He has called on the oil companies to spend those record profits and to increase their CapEx, not just on stock buybacks, but to increase it actually in investment into production. And so he's calling on increased production.
At the same time that he's saying he's going to end the fossil fuel industry.
Companies like Chevron and ExxonMobil are doing that.
Some are doing that. And I think the response, and look, we've had a conversation with the oil companies And, you know, I'm not going to break news here and say the Biden administration, some of the oil companies, we're not going to always agree on, we're going to have a lot of disagreements. But we believe that they should be spending more. They should produce more. I think some of them have, Becky, as you have said.
Amos,
they
are going to increase,
and I think we're going to see more increases this year.
The president has said, read my lips, I'm going to end the fossil fuel industry. And then on the other side, you know, 2 days later, he says, you're not making enough. Increase production. Why would you do it? If he said he's going to end it, why would you invest money in that?
So the arc of the energy transition that we're on is that we're going to need oil for significantly more years to come as we accelerate the energy transition. So what President Biden wants to do is two things at the same time. Accelerate accelerate the energy transition while making sure we have enough energy in the system now, oil and gas, to be able to sustain this energy transition.
For how
it's
long?
Not a short period of time. I don't know
We've
that
talked
you don't
about
know
it.
That.
20 years?
I don't know.
50? Well, he's not going to end it. He probably
50.
Won't be around before.
But most
by the time
oil
it's
produced
ended.
On.
Wow.
Okay. Now, actually, that's the second clip, and we'll play the other one. But you see that they're taking this man to task, because we've caught the administration in one of the boldest exaggerations or lie. You can choose which words you want, because here they are. All of a sudden, they realize, you know what? We're in trouble. We're desperate for natural gas. We're desperate for oil. We need our oil companies to produce oil, and so we find ourselves having to shuttle back and forth to people that hate us. These countries hate us. They're gouging us for oil. And so now, all of a sudden, they're changing their mind. And they're saying, hey, we want the oil companies to produce more. I thought they just shut down the pipeline. I thought they just said, these guys ought to apologize. And now they're saying, we got to have more. Why? Because they understand that they're in big trouble. Now, let's go back and play the other one.
All right.
And because this is the one that says, you know, all the alternate energy stuff, it's great. I'm all for solar. I'm all for wind energy, but there's not enough of it to do everything that our society needs. Here we go.
Absolutely.
There's been so much discussion at this conference about the challenges of critical minerals, how we need to source more supply, how we need the unique security challenges of critical minerals. Walk us through, sort of level set for us, what's the scale of the challenges as we think about meeting Paris climate goals?
Look, I actually believe that this is the greatest challenge, not just for our ability to meet net zero goals, but it's actually one of those things that crosses over to being one of the most important challenges and national security risks overall, not just energy, but a national security risk for the United States and for large parts of the world. And the reason for that is because if we just continue as things are today, as they've been developing for the last 10 years, we'll be in a place where we have full control or significant control of critical minerals in the hands of very few. Right. And that's a great challenge.
Now, Amos, how does this differ from the security challenges of traditional hydrocarbons? And you mentioned concentration risk, but there's also this issue around China, which is, it's in the hydrocarbon challenge, but it also seems to be very, very pronounced when it comes to critical minerals.
Well, my view is that everybody always thinks about the hydrocarbon world of the 20th century,
yes,
and that we're now moving to this great new world of the green energy world, which is a better world in many ways, but that somehow that's going to solve the geopolitical challenges of the energy world. The way we're going right now, we're actually creating a carbon copy of the 20th century geopolitics of energy architecture and just putting it into the 21st century. Instead of having a small group of countries that control oil supply and perhaps refining, we're now going to create one or maybe a couple of countries that will control the entire supply chain for wind, solar, electric vehicles, chips. And if we do that, then the geopolitics of energy of the 1970s will be repeated in the 2030s. And we have to accelerate the investment in clean energy technology and in renewable energy. That creates a challenge because as you accelerate something more rapidly than the market would normally have developed, you have to make sure that you have the raw materials and the supply chain behind it. Right now, we may not. So to do that, suddenly there is a rush to buy and to acquire from mining to processing and refining and assembly. And if you look at where that is right now, it's not in a good place for a diverse, well-diversified energy system.
Are there particular aspects of it that are especially acute? I think we've discussed graphite before as a particular challenge.
So if you look at what is the materials that are necessary for batteries or materials that are necessary for wind, and you break it down and you look item by item, and suddenly you realize that graphite is mined in many different countries, but it's processed only in one country. And we're going to have two new processing facilities in the United States likely over the next couple of years. But that will supply a very small percentage of what, even just a small percentage of what the United States needs. And then look at lithium and who's owning the assets. Who owns the mining? Who owns the processing? Who owns cobalt? Who owns the mining? Where is it going? Nickel, copper. Copper we need not just for batteries. We need it across, if you want to electrify everything, copper is really important. So all of that is right now concentrated in one country, in China. China controls somewhere between 60 and 100% of all the items that I just mentioned.
Wow.
Okay, so here's the boomerang. We've been sold to go to alternate energies. We've been told how this is fantastic. Do you understand that Tesla, that's why they keep saying, you know what? If everyone goes to this car this quick, we can't do it. We need 25 times more graphite than we used in the year 2020. By the year 2040, we're going to need 25 times that much. It's in China. The things that he listed, lithium, cobalt, nickel, copper, magnesium, many of these things are in the Dead Sea. It makes Israel a very valuable place. But which
could explain again one of the treasures that the Gog Magog coalition come
exactly.
after.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so this powder keg, at one time we were treating oil rich countries special because we needed their oil. We were buying their oil. And now we're going to find ourselves having to treat countries that have these special minerals, you know, the critical minerals. You know what? He's exactly right. So that was released. 2 days later, he comes back and says, okay, now we've changed our mind. Maybe we need the oil companies to begin production again because we've miscalculated this thing. Isn't this ridiculous?
Yeah. I mean, it makes me think of Romans 1, when God gives over a nation or a people, they become fools, vain, useless, and futile in their thinking. This is why we have so many of our leaders are Romans 1, darkened-hearted, debased fools. And they do these things, and some of it is planned, some of it's very well thought out in order to accomplish their destruction and chaos. Others, it's just them being the fools that they are.
Well, he mentioned national security. He said it's our greatest challenge. The real truth is, there's no one that says that we're able to convert everything to electrical power. And not only that, you know, some of the graphite, there's a synthetic graphite. You talk about something that pollutes the environment. If they make even 10% of the batteries using synthetic graphite, that carbon footprint is going to be way bigger than if everyone's using fossil fuels for everything. Just like you said, they become fools. I think a lot of it was because of corruption. I think there were people that said, we're going to own stock in solar electrical cars, and so people were pushing that. And but the truth is, you know, we need to be wise stewards. We need to try to lower the carbon footprint, but we can do that with fossil fuels just as well as we can with these things.
Absolutely.
That it takes to make a battery. And why should we become subservient to the communist China?
Yes.
We're already subservient to Russia. We're fighting their war form.
Where are these chips going to come from? Where are the chips going to come from when most of them come from Taiwan and China is about to take over Taiwan?
We're in trouble. And
look
so,
at this headline real quick at worldviewreport.com. This headline fits. Carbon credits are the biggest scam since indulgences. How can you avoid being fleeced? This is the Doug Casey's International Man. In the Middle Ages, the Catholic Church convinced the commoners to buy indulgences to alleviate their sins, and they made a fortune in the process. Similarly, today, our overlords, the mainstream media, central bankers, and their political allies are working overtime to convince the commoners to pay for their alleged climate sins. Wow, that's a good analogy, Dr. Lindstedt.
Sure is. Yeah, sure is. Yeah. So, well, to me, this is so important for us as believers to say, wow, you know what? We got to stay in a path to do what's right. We got to raise our families right. We got to use our head to do our financial stuff for our homes right, and we got to try to keep telling people about Jesus Christ.
Amen to that. BibleTipNow.org, BibleTipNow.org.